Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Amen. Let me just say it that way. Favor is fair. Why? Where does favor come? Favor comes when you purpose. Amen. Now, don't get favor and mercy mixed up. Because mercy comes when you mess up. See, God just looked, no, God was merciful to you. Favor comes, amen, when you purpose. When you purpose to follow God. When you purpose to stand. When you purpose to make decisions that you know are in the Bible, that you know that God will be pleased with in the face of opposition, adversity, but you purpose to make those decisions, God will favor you. When Daniel did that, they were doing that and they could have had their heads chopped off. But they did that and God first gave them favor. See, you got to be living a life. They were living, they saw something on Daniel and them. They were living a life first. They saw the character. So they already were looking. And then when they made that decision, God had already given them loving favor and kindness. Amen. And the eunuch said, listen, this could be my head if y'all wrong. But I'm going to let y'all do this for 10 days. After 10 days, they were better. Their countenance was fatter and fairer than all the other ones that were eating at the king's table. Verse 17 of Daniel chapter 1 says, and for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Isn't that amazing? Come on, say, isn't that amazing? Where did it come from? From them taking a stand. Come on, tell somebody, God wants to get something to you. All he needs you to do is stand. Anybody believe that this morning? Come on, anybody believe that this morning? I know I'm putting some of y'all out on a limb, but it's out on a limb where the best fruit is. See, some fruit is low-lying, but sometimes the best apple's way at the top. How can I get there? I remember we were in Trinidad one time behind one of the churches up. Apostle Tony overseas, and they had a big old mango tree back there. I think it was Pastor Nars, was it? He was throwing some up there, big old mango at the top. And if memory serves me correctly, he hit it and got it. But the best of it wasn't low hanging, it was high up. See, God got some stuff for you if you purpose in your heart. I'm not talking about that we do stupid stuff, I'm talking about purposing. You know, all of us have a destiny and a purpose. And you need to get in touch with that purpose. You need to get in touch with your destiny in the domain that God called you to. Because he wants you to make some decisions. Sometimes it's a little scary. Sometimes it's a little spooky. Lord, I can't afford it. I can't do that. He didn't say you could afford it. He didn't say that you could do it. He said, you just make the decision. He said, who's governing this universe? Who holds the cattle on a thousand hills in his hand? Whose silver and gold? Tell somebody right now, get God out of that box and stop all that wavering. Sometimes you gotta stand alone. If you can't stand alone, people won't stand with you. I said, if you can't stand alone in that verse, how do you expect people to stand with you in prosperity? Amen. Come on, God will try you like that sometime. Tell someone again, purpose. They stood before the king. Now at the end of the days that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. This is verse 18. Verse 19. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better, the tithe. I thought I'd throw that in there, you know. 10 times better than all the magicians, astrologers, and astrologers that were in all his realm. 10 times. Well, the magicians and the astrologers, they had the wrong source. And Daniel continued even unto the first year of King Cyrus. So he stood. See, when you purpose, see, here he was, a captured servant, ultimately to become a eunuch. He never married, but he stood among the eunuchs and among the captives. But when he purposed, like Joseph, he started on a journey. Come on, when you purpose, God will take you or start you on a journey. Till ultimately what happened? We just read, he stood before the king. Not only one king, but numerous kings. He outlasted kingdoms. Where did it all start? At a young age, he purposed. I'm going to serve God. That's for me and my house. We're going to serve God. We're going to follow God. We're going to trust God. We're going to believe God. We're going to obey God. We're going to follow God as best we know. You know, you don't get it right all the time, but when your heart is right toward God, you may veer off here, but God has a way in his manifold wisdom of getting you back on track. He'll turn you around when your heart is right toward him, when you really mean Jesus all the way. He's not going to fail you. He's not going to let you be made ashamed. I love that. I said, he's not going to allow you to be made ashamed. People might laugh at you right now because of a predicament, a situation, but keep standing for God. Keep praying. Keep praising. Keep proclaiming. And watch how God will turn a situation around and make your enemy your footstool. Those very ones that persecute you will have to come to you begging for bread. God has a purpose for you. But you got a purpose for God. He stood before the king. He didn't half step. Stop all that half stepping. That juking and jiving, that ducking and dodging, slipping and sliding. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. I mean, under him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you spotless. God is able to do that. We don't do that in our own strength. There's grace for it. I said, there's a grace for it. We have to learn how to yield to his grace. You yield to grace. You humble yourself and you receive grace. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 10. The book of Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Jeremiah 48 and verse 10. Say this with me, nothing wavering. Jeremiah 48 verse 10 says, cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully, and cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Cursed be he that does the work of God deceitfully. That word deceitfully there has a number of connotations and definitions, but one of them is negligently, half-stepping with God. Amen. God is not who he once was to you. He's on the shelf because of COVID. You know, he doesn't hold first place in your life anymore. Curse. That word cursed. See, you can't curse what God has blessed. But Peter brought a curse on himself. That word curse means to be spellbound. Are you hearing? Spellbound. Bound. Amen. It's as though a person is praying, and the Lord said, forgive. If you don't forgive your enemies, then I won't forgive you. That doesn't mean that you necessarily lost, but that means that your heavens are going to be like brass. You're trying to get a prayer through and it seems like nothing is working. Nothing's happening. You're not advancing. You're not increasing. You're not being blessed. Cursed means to be spellbound. Cursed is he that does the work of God deceitfully. Using trickery, using schemes, you know, faking it till they're making it. You know, pretending, hypocrisies, lying. You know, the list goes on and on. Deceitfully, but negligently. And cursed is he that keepeth his sword from blood. How many know we are armed with armor? Amen. Weaponry. We have the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Is there a place in your life where your flesh is having fun, having his way? Amen. And you've not drawn blood. See, the word of God will draw blood from your flesh. See why? The life is in the blood. And the only way you're going to kill something is get blood. Stop the blood from flowing in it. He that keepeth his sword. Well, I'll serve God here. I'll do this. But Lord, don't, you know, leave this alone. You're wavering. I never said you were perfect, but you can serve God in a way where you don't have sin hanging on in your life. Where you're not walking in sin, you're not practicing sin, you're not compromising with sin, you're not compromising with darkness. Amen. That's what God is calling for today, holiness. Say that word with me. Say that curse word with me. Holiness.
Holiness.
Say it again. Holiness. Say it one more time for the Holy Ghost. Holiness.
Holiness.
Kind of feels good, don't it? When was the last time you said that word? Holiness. Be ye holy, for I am holy. But he that keepeth his sword. In other words, areas in your life where you know the flesh has acted up or tried to have his way, or the natural man has been doubting God or not trusting God and defiant, disobedient to God, you withhold your sword, the word of God, from drawing blood there, from weakening and ultimately killing that. How many of you would have no fellowship with the unfruitful works, but rather reprove them, kill them? Tell somebody, kill it. It starts with purposing. Then you kill this stuff. Because see, that fellow will try to rise up sometime. But that's why we pray. That's why we praise. That's why we proclaim and decree things. That's why we go into the word. We put the word on that thing. I said, put the word on it. The word is quick and powerful. It's sharp like a two-edged sword. Dividing asunder. That word will pierce, cut, make bleed. See, if you lose too much blood, you're going to die.
Amen.
If you hit that thing with the sword that's messing up in your life hard enough and keep hitting it and draw enough blood in it, it's going to die. So cursed is he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. See, I go places like this, I start picking up stuff.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hey, this is Pastor Josh from Calvary Chapel in Palm City. We want to invite you to listen to our brand new radio program, Verse by Verse, on Sunday morning.